people dead outside Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Police in the Tulsa suburb of Broken Arrow say eight people are dead in a house fire and homicide is suspected.
We don't know how it started, how old the people inside are, how many people there are. We just know there's a lot of people here in this neighborhood responding to it. It's your typical neighborhood with one-story homes here in Broken Arrow. What's not typical is obviously the amount of police and fire presence. But right now, we just don't know what happened.
John Abesis with Fox 23 Tulsa. Top executives at Twitter have been ousted from their positions as Elon Musk has officially acquired the company for $44 billion. Earlier, Musk told advertisers he's buying the platform to help humanity and doesn't want it to become a free-for-all where anything can be said with no consequences. The deal to buy Twitter still must be finalized before a judge tomorrow. This coming as the Department of Justice launches a criminal probe into Musk's other company, Tesla, over claims the company's electric cars can drive themselves.
Reuters reports the Biden administration launched a previously undisclosed probe into Tesla last year, following more than a dozen crashes, some of them fatal, involving Tesla's autopilot driver assistance system, which was activated during the accidents. Tesla CEO Elon Musk told Automotive News in 2020 the autopilot problem stems from customers using the system in ways contrary to Tesla's instructions. The company says it'll soon release full self-driving software updates.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. People who live in a high-rise condo in Miami Beach evacuated over safety concerns.
Miami Beach officials ordered residents of the oceanfront Port Royal condominium to evacuate immediately after engineers discovered excessive movement of a structural beam in the parking garage. The firm Inspection Engineers, Inc., in a letter to the city, recommended shoring up damaged portions of the concrete beam and said it's working with a shoring expert to obtain the necessary permit.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. America's listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
An argument for letting kids play video games for extended times has been backed by a federal health agency.
A new study promoted by the National Institutes of Health of more than 2,000 kids ages 9 and 10 showed that those who played video games at least 21 hours out of the week did better controlling impulsive behavior and memorizing information better than non-gamers. The University of Vermont's Department of Psychiatry observed more brain activity in regions associated with attention and memory. They also marked gaming as the differentiating factor, ruling out gender, income, and video viewing. The researchers could not figure out if those who had that brain activity sought out video games, or if the games improved those areas, or if the types of games played a role. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Average long-term mortgage rates topped 7% for the first time in more than two decades this week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports the average on the key 30-year rate jumped to 7.08% from 6.94% last week. The last time the average rate was above 7% was April 2002. Target more than tripling the number of Apple shops in its stores.
The big box retailer is making the move ahead of the key holiday shopping season, even as the tech titan deals with ongoing supply challenges and inflation pressures. The Apple at Target Shop and Shops officially debuted at the beginning of last year, and now there are more than 150 Apple Shop and Shop locations at Target throughout the country. In addition, Target is planning to dedicate twice the space to Apple products compared to a typical store. Target is looking to capitalize on the popularity of Apple's products to pull in more shoppers to its locations during the last few months of the year. Apple's just one of a handful of retail experiences Target has created in recent years, along with Disney and Ulta Beauty.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Wall Street, the Dow added 194, the Nasdaq minus 178, the S&P lost 23. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.